What we were going to do today was beans on toast, but unfortunately I'm going to tin opener, so we're going to come on to that another day. So something else I thought we'd look to do that any dad can do at home is cheese and pickle sandwiches. So we've got all our ingredients prepared.
We have. So we've got our bread rolls.
Yeah.
We've got some spread as well.
Yeah.
What's the advantage of using that kind of spread as opposed to butter?
Well, you can use low-fat spread, you could use butter, you could use margarine, but I'm using low-fat spread because it's on the table here and the butter's a bit further away in the fridge and I can't really be bothered walking over there. So nice and handy, nice flip on an offable lid.
Okay, and we've got some extra mature cheddar.
We have, and our pickle
and
as well.
Pickle,
yeah,
yes.
So all the tools of the trade. We've also got a knife as well. I'd also suggest just having some plasters on standby as well, just in case. But yeah, looks like we're ready. Right, first thing that we've got to do is actually just cut the bread. This is quite technical, so I'm actually just picking up the knife in my left hand because I'm left-handed. But if you're right-handed, I suggest you use right hand. Just cutting through the bread there to make a lovely cut there. As you can hear, it doesn't have to be too straight, but we've actually got two little bits of bread there, and what we're now going to do is just get the low fat spread. Like I said, don't worry about going over to the fridge and trying to find any butter. And now what we're doing now is we're just putting the butter on the bread, nice even textures. Now I've actually missed a few bits off there, you can actually see the gaps, but don't worry about that because we've actually got cheese and pickle a bit later on. And what we can actually do is actually just cover up the bits that we've just missed off with either bits of cheese or pickle.
Okay, lovely. So stage number one, cut the bread and start buttering it.
That's
once we've
right,
done
yeah.
that, what do we have to do next?
Right, next bit is to get the cheese on the bread. Now, there's two ways of doing this. You can actually just slice it or you can grate it. Now, this is slightly technical, is this, to be honest,
okay.
Particularly for beginners. So I'm just going to call Sue over. Sue, could you just grate me a bit of cheese, please, on that bread? Here we go.
See how it's
it
done
is
there.
Technical, isn't it, Sue?
Yes.
That looks look.
There we go. That's lovely. There's more than enough there. Well, I think what we'll do is I should have just said here on the knife, I've got a bit of low fat spread left on the knife. Now there's two options. You can either just cheekily just eat it, but what I prefer to do is just have a quick shufty, make sure there's no one around in the kitchen, and just bung it back in the tub while no one's looking, and they won't know. So we've got our bread, that's just a few bits of gap. Now what I would start with the cheese, just start on the bits that we've missed off on the butter, just so that if you're passing it on to a loved one as well, they don't notice it's buttered properly. Just sprinkling that over now, and that looks quite nice. If you just feel the texture as well there, Laura.
Yeah, that
lovely
feels good.
Cheesy. Yep. Looking good as well. So we've got the cheese on the sandwich. The next thing to do is to put the pickle in, and what I would say about anyone doing this is don't get into a bit of a pickle or nervous about when you're applying this into the jar. Now we could do with a teaspoon really. There are like actually in the dishwasher. So I've got a dessert spoon. Now I wouldn't recommend this. Now the other thing about these tins is this, you do need to be a bit of a man when you're getting the pickle, because as you can see the jars are quite tough there and they're quite difficult to get off. So yeah, get them out. See, that just won't budge, that, you see.
Let's just have a go. Okay, and the lid is off.
Yeah, you got that off quite easily. That actually.
Don't tell me you'd loosened it a bit.
Yeah, I loosened that for you. Now, what I've noticed is the only problem with the dessert spoon is it won't quite fit in the jar there, which is ideally why you need a teaspoon. But don't panic, because little trick of the trade that as professionals use, just flip the spoon over by the handle and just get the pickle by the handle. That sits on quite nicely. There's a little bit just gone on the kitchen floor there, but we don't need to worry about that. I'm sure someone will tidy that up a bit later. Spread the pickle on top of the cheese there, and voila. There you have the perfect cheese and pickle sandwich.
Now that looks lovely. It's a little bit unconventional, but how long would you leave it before eating that or before serving it?
Yeah, I'd probably leave that to stand for a couple of minutes, obviously if the footy's on and I'm watching that. I might completely forget about it for up to an hour, but yeah, you can go back to it. It'll taste just as lovely.
So the beginner's guide to making a cheese and pickle sandwich.